Blog Talk Radio.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is the Mr. Media Interview, recorded live on blogtalkradio.com from the new media and American League Baseball capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. Best friend Bruce Kessler and I would be glued to ABC's Wide World of Sports during the 1970s when it aired its Superstars competitions, pitting athletes and celebrities against one another in sports which no one had a natural advantage or usually much experience. Now ABC has once more brought back that old chestnut in a new primetime season of the Superstars, airing on Tuesdays through July at 8 p.m. This time around, we get male-female celebrity athlete teams, including Carol Owens and Joanna Krupa, Robert Horry and Estella Warren, Lisa Leslie and Dan Cortez, Brandi Chastain and Julio Iglesias Jr., among others. Listen to this clip for just a minute to get a taste.
Good morning, superstars. How's everyone feeling after what proved to be an exhausting first few days? Before I tell you about today's event, there is an unfortunate development. Jennifer Capriati, who's been struggling with a shoulder injury, has exacerbated her injuries and is leaving the competition. Now, also per our rules, in this situation, when a team is unable to compete, the last team eliminated returns to the competition.
Right.
And that means, back from the huge surprise of their early elimination, Carol Owens and Joanna Krupa.
Are you kidding me?
We're back!
Why are you all clapping? What are you clapping for?
Welcome back, Carol and Joanna. What we've done here is taken the basic long jump and added a little splash. After a little practice, each teammate will jump once. We will combine your distances for your total team score.
Don't overdo it, I beg you.
Michael Jordan, MJ.
Hey, you got zero, and they got to replace the bar. You broke the bar completely.
Allie, if you're scared, just tell them you're scared. Stick a Dorito in your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
One girl's giving me confidence here.
Hey, tired.
She's helping me up.
Nice and low. Come on, baby, go.
Yeah. Hey, come on in. Bring that walk of shame on in.
Your butt hit it.
It didn't.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. If you would have had on your bikini bottom, it would have been good.
Yo. Look at it. Oh, look at it shaking, baby. Look at it shaking.
Ignore him.
Get stuck again. Now he's jumping into the wind. Oh, no. Yeah.
ABC The Superstars. All new Tuesday, 8, 7 Central on ABC.
Joining me today are two superstars who are not teamed together, Baywatch and Melrose Place star David Charvet, and actress and former Miss USA, Allie Landry. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Thanks, Bob. How are you?
How are you?
How are you guys?
We're great.
Everybody's healthy?
Everybody is...
Recovered.
Recovered, yes.
Now, when did you shoot the show?
We shot the show April 18th, mm-hmm. I believe. And it was a two-week show.
We 2 weeks at the Atlantis. That's sad.
Yeah.
I feel bad for you two.
Yes.
Actually, Bob, the truth is we really thought that we were, you know, I honestly thought that I was going to the Atlantis. It was going to be vacation. I bring the family, the baby. We lay by the pool half of the day. We do a competition maybe in the morning. That was not the case at all, I have to say. I mean, my family had a great time. But we were, you know, from morning until night, we were, you know, doing this show. I mean, we had a competition in the morning. We had a little bit of a break in the middle of the day. And unfortunately, if you had to go to the obstacle course, you were starting that competition at around 11 o'clock at night. So there was no enjoying the Atlantis.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know,
I'm really sorry.
Okay.
Can you tell how you feel sorry for us?
Yeah, I could tell you really feel bad, Bob.
Excuse me. I've been to Atlantis, and I don't know. Just I think even if I had to go there to work for two weeks, that's got to be better than 2 weeks at home watching.
That, right?
You know, yeah.
Bob,
let
me tell you something, Bob. We are not complaining. It was
a joy
to be at the Atlantis. It was a joy to do this show. Great opportunity to be able to, you know, I know that Allie and I are very competitive and we love sports, and to be able to be, you know, teamed up with some great athletes and to be able to compete every single day in great sporting events was a thrill.
Now, are either of you old enough to remember the original show or any of the iterations since then?
No.
No.
Fair enough. Right. Okay.
But
I feel like I'm
a lot of people that have such fond memories of it.
Yeah, and I'm sure you could tell us one or two. It seems like you experienced the superstars in the very beginning.
I did, and I thought it was incredible. It was, you know, you didn't have as much exposure back then to athletes outside of their regular games or celebrities outside of their TV or film. And so you would see them in these competitions like you're doing, whether it's a high jump or their tug of war was always very popular, as I recall. And it was just like, wow, you're really seeing this other side of someone. And, you know, it was very cool. Now,
you know what's
Allie,
kind of cool, Bob?
Yeah.
You know what was kind of cool is that when we got to the Atlantis, they played us a promo clip of Barack Obama saying that Superstars was his favorite show growing up.
I don't feel as old now. Thank you. I was going to start.
Actually, Allie thought that she was going to go to the White House when she won this whole thing.
That's what I thought our prize would be.
All right. Now, Allie, then I've got to ask you this question. What previous athletic experience did you have?
You know, I, in high school and even younger, I mean, I was really a kind of kid that I, you know, whatever came my way, I wanted to be involved in. So I, you know, I ran track, I played softball, I played volleyball, I was on a swim team, I was in gymnastics, I was a cheerleader. Mind you, I really honestly was not great at any one, but I was pretty good, and, you know, I could... You know, I could hold my own. I mean, I was athletic, but and so when this opportunity came up, you know, I definitely have that competitive spirit within me. And you know, you miss, especially if you're involved in athletics, you know, your whole life, you know, the adrenaline rush that comes along with it. And if you're without that for a few years, it's something that you really miss. And for me, this show was an opportunity to kind of, you know, experience that thrill again.
And you look great, of course, but have you kept in, you know, shape physically, athletically? Do you run? Do you do any, you know, gym stuff?
Bob, she just had a baby. Can you believe it?
Oh, my God.
Bob, I had a baby, and I had not worked out since I had her. You know,
wow.
There's other different priorities once you have a child. That baby was the most important thing. I was back down to my, you know, normal size, but... You know, my main priority was her. I didn't have time to go to the gym or work out, really. And then when the opportunity came along for the show, I actually found out about it about a month prior to leaving. And I immediately started a program. And I thought, wow, this is also a great opportunity for me to actually get back into shape. And I really did not think it was possible. I mean, David's wife is sort of my inspiration as far as getting back into shape after baby, because she has it down to a science. So I'm like,
wow.
If Brooke could do it, I can do it. I know I could do it. And, you know, so it was great for me to do.
Well,
to do
Allie,
the show.
What I didn't tell you is that I tie Brooke to my bumper and we go right in. Right. That's how she got back into shape.
And I guess this is a good point to point out that Brooke is Brooke Burke, who won Dancing with the Stars. So, yeah.
Yeah,
we got. We have nothing to live up to in our family, let me tell you. When I came to do the show, I was like, please, God, let me make it at least to the semifinals. I don't want my kids to think that Papa is the loser in the family.
Oh, my. And, David, what kind of athletic shape were you in coming into this?
Well, actually, to be honest with you, Bob, I found out about the show about 2 days before we went shooting. So I didn't have a lot of time to prepare, but... It was great running after my kids on the airplane on the way to the Atlantis, and I did a couple push-ups in the bathroom, and that was exciting. But overall, you know, I think I started working out during the competition and was trying to get into shape while all these guys were looking great doing it.
And David, you your original partner, and that's why part of the reason I played the tape was Jennifer Capriati, who, for those following the media capital of the world, is from the Tampa Bay area. She the poor girl just cannot get a break in anything. What happened with Jennifer?
I don't know. I really don't know. I think she's a very sweet person, and I think that she had some difficulties with the event because the events were very, very hard. And I don't think anybody really knew what we were going into because, you know, they wouldn't tell us what the events were before the actual, maybe an hour before the event. Mm-hmm. So we didn't actually have, you know, the mindset or the preparation to know what we were going to do. And I think that was kind of difficult on the athletes because I think that they go into things with first working out the things in the mind and then the body following.
Sure. Now, so you lost your partner, but I understand in, I guess, tonight's episode, you're making a comeback.
I'm making a comeback, you know. I'm very, very, you know, was very happy to – I was sad at first because of Dan Cortese, you know, actually getting hurt, which is not the right way of coming back into a show. But I was happy to fill in and to be able to get back on the show and to have Lisa Leslie, who's a great partner, be able to sail through the competition.
Hmm. And, Allie, which competitions have you loved and which have you hated?
I hated anything where I had to run, Bob. I hated it. It was so hard for me. I mean, really, I'm used to running on a treadmill maybe, you know, 20 minutes. But here I was sprinting alongside these, like, people with legs, like 6 feet long legs and as fast as the wind. And it was pretty difficult. I mean, I just really had to psych myself out, like, you know, to make it to the finish line. And then, you know, my partner, Jeff, he's like, Allie, I'm used to running bases. I don't run, like, you know, at time.
Wow. And we should point out that your partner is – former Major League Baseball second baseman Jeff Kent.
That's right.
We're going to run out of time, so I just want to ask you this. How much do either of you benefit from doing a show like this? Is it a visibility boost? Is it just fun? You know, what do you look to gain from something like this?
Well, I have to say that for me, being a competitor, and I think you might discover this if you watch the show a couple more times, is that I love competing and I love new challenges. And for me, the show was a true challenge to be able to compete with these incredible athletes and to actually hang out with some of my old friends that, you know, I've had for many of the years being in this industry. So for me, it was a very competitive thing and a fun thing to do. I didn't look at it as something that I was going to gain in any way when it comes to maybe, I don't know, publicity or anything else. I think it was more about just really having fun and going out there.
And for me, it was absolutely personal reasons. You know, there's opportunities that have come up in my life, like, you know, I ran the Boston Marathon with no training. I climbed Mount Fuji in Japan. And then this opportunity comes up where I have an opportunity to push myself to a place that I really don't know if I could physically go. And then when you go there and you actually you do it, you know, it's very empowering. And that's really the reason I did it.
I got to tell you also, Bob, sure. You know, having that award from Dancing with the Stars that Brooke brought home, which is a mirror reflecting thing that reflects throughout the house, it's kind of a pain in the butt if you can't follow up. So
right.
For me, I have to tell you, I needed to prove something to my kids because, you know, I have a one-year-old and a two-year-old, and they think that their mother is just like God.
Well, I hate to wrap it up, but I know you guys have to go, so let me tell everybody, you can catch Allie Landry and David Charvet every Tuesday night through July at 8 p.m. on the Superstars. And check out previews of the show at www.abc.com. Allie and David, it was a lot of fun, and thank you so much for joining us in Mr. Media today.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
All right, good luck. All right.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. And, folks, for more interviews with your favorite athletes, surf over to our main website, www.mrmedia.com. That's where you can listen to my earlier conversations with Brandi Chastain, Bill Romanowski, Kerry Strug, and many more. And please think about writing an online review of Mr. Media, casting a vote for Mr. Media, or marking Mr. Media as one of your favorites. Whether you listen on Blog Talk Radio, TrueSlant, Pointer Online, MySpace, Facebook, NetVibes, Multiply, Zanga, Friendster, Orkut, FriendFeed, Bebo, Podcast Pickle, Vox, Folio, Mediafly, PageFlakes, Podfeed.net, Blueberry, Eons, Mihente, Zencast, Zimbio, or Odeo. And subscribe to Mr. Media in iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews within the podcast section of iTunes and click the free subscribe button. It's that easy. You can also listen with a piece of string in a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. That's A-N-D-E-L-M-A-N. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, www.twitter.com/andelman. Thanks for joining us today. Always appreciate when you give up a little piece of your day to spend it with us. Thanks for listening, everybody.